A Short Reflection on the Creation of the New Bobenka Veterans Group by Tomon Dung. My dear brothers and sisters, my dear Bobenka. This is historical day. 2 months ago, in the very week in which Mimkan blossomed for the first time in my life, this group started to be called from all the corners of the world by some of you. Today, the feast day of Saint Joseph Kalasans, what a providential coincidence, we are called to get together physically in Futrunquan, our alma mater, to give to this group a cleared structure and, even, a legal status. My heart is full of joy. As Psalm 133:1 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity." Many of you have shared very precise points about organization. I don't think I have much to say. We need a legal structure. But the heart of our group should remain our desire to grow together in faith, hope and love under the inspiration of the gospel. On the other hand, I agree that we should become an NGO to be able to accomplish small projects among the population of our beloved Nkwin. Only that our group should not stay only in the giving side, but also in the denouncing end. Jesus, in the Gospel, does not appear only helping the destitute, he also denounces oppression, false religiousness, hypocrisy, violence, corruption. Our group should be able to address the terrible situation of our country, in the midst of this civil war. Most probably, we don't share the same ideas as a group. Let dialogue and the search of solutions be developed in our midst. Let our financial help, also, reach those suffering most this extreme violence. We are not alone. There are about other 200 Bariobenka who could participate in this initiative or again create similar groups, though none of them have had the strength of us, the pioneers. Think about how to engage their participation in the future. We count on NGOs like Hippolytus, Bernadette Kaba, Teresa, John Tonta, who could be invited to join at least financially in the coming projects. Let us count on Father Domingo as well and the help of Father Emilio. Let unity, honesty, fidelity, commitment, hope, generosity, faith, love and other evangelical virtues be the flag of our group from the very beginning. And let us place ourselves under the patronage of Our Lady and Saint Joseph Kalasans. May the Holy Spirit guide us and strengthen us as He did with them. Mbona nii ne wo. Baiwan Izuel Sans Tomon Dung.